This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A bill giving the state legislature final say in major proposed expansions to Medicaid is going to the Senate floor for debate. Senator Jim Boland sponsors Senate Bill 190. He says state law should clearly give legislators final authority rather than unelected members of the executive branch. Opponents of the bill say Medicaid changes already go through the Appropriations Committee if there's a fiscal impact on the state's budget. Others take issue with the parameters of the bill. Senate Bill 190 says any expansion equaling 5% or more of the state's Medicaid expenditures are subject to legislative approval. That's nearly $47 million based on fiscal year 2017. Senator Arthur Rush is concerned by the unintended consequences of making this bill a law.
And actually, I question whether this opens the door. Does this, in effect, give the permission to the Department of Social Services to make changes up to $46 million without the approval of the legislature? And I think that's, something we ought to be very concerned about, setting that kind of a precedent.
Proponents argue the bill places Medicaid expansion under either the general bill or special appropriations process, making that concern irrelevant. The Senate Health and Human Services Committee ultimately gives a do-pass recommendation with a 4-3 vote. Officials with the U.S. Air Force have announced Ellsworth Air Force Base will continue operations as a home for bomber aircraft. Secretary of the Air Force Heather Wilson says in a statement the B-1 Lancer bombers will also receive modifications. Those planes are stationed at Ellsworth. The Air Force is developing a new bomber called the B-21. It's set to be added to the fleet in the mid-2020s. Congresswoman Kristi Noem says South Dakota is ready to host the new B-21s when they are ready for service. USD President James Abbott has been released from a Sioux Falls hospital. He suffered a heart attack over the weekend. USD officials say he is expected to make a full recovery.